Hello, everyone. I have just received some very bad news. And I'm going to try not to be emotional in this post. Although that might be a Herculean labor. Anyway, if you folks don't hear from me on Audioboom for a while, it could be because I'm away. I don't know if I will be or not. That all depends upon what I hear later today. My dad called me this morning to inform me that a dear aunt of mine, Brenda Bruce, passed away last night of a brain aneurysm. Apparently she wasn't in any pain when she went, thank God for that. But her brain had hemorrhaged so severely that she couldn't be kept alive anymore. So my mom was at the hospital all night with her sisters and probably some of Brenda's children as well. I don't know, but I imagine so. And so that's why she didn't call me this morning herself, because she finally had managed to get a little bit of sleep. So I'm just praying that she ends up sleeping for a good few hours at least, because I'm sure she needs it. Brenda was only 62. So it was quite a shock when my dad told me, generally people live to such a ripe old age these days that 62 seems very young to leave this world. The reason I don't know if I'll be going away or not is we're not sure at this point if Brenda is going to be cremated or buried. If she's going to be cremated, apparently there isn't going to be a service, which actually makes me very sad, but it's not about me, it's about what her wishes are. If she is going to be buried, then there will be a service, and I would very much like to attend, so I will probably go and visit my parents if that's the case. They were scheduled to depart for the Dominican Republic on Saturday. If there's not going to be a service, they might go anyway, because they don't have any traveler's insurance and they wouldn't get any kind of refund. And I know that my Aunt Brenda would, if she were still alive, she would tell my mom, "You go anyway, you have yourself a good time." She'd want my mom to be happy, if possible, you know, and to enjoy herself as much as she could. I can just picture her saying that. My Aunt Brenda had a very loud voice, and when I was a kid, it sometimes used to get on my nerves, but as I got older, I used to think to myself, well, I'll always know where she is now. And the sad thing is, I'll never hear that loud voice again. She was a very kind and jolly woman, and she would have bent over backwards to help anybody. When my uncle, who has Down syndrome, developed very early onset Alzheimer's disease as a result, he had to be put into a nursing home, and my Aunt Brenda was up there practically every day, looking after him, feeding him, doing exercises with him to try and jog his memory. She is survived by four sisters and a brother, and three children. So I imagine that family is just totally heartbroken right now. I'm still kind of in shock. Part of me can't believe she's gone. I mean, I just saw her at Christmas. That's another thing. An example of her kindness. She would often at Christmas time bring every single person in my very large extended family a little present either a packet of shortbread that she had made herself or a box of chocolates. So, she is going to be very much missed. Not just because of the things that she did, but just for the loving kindness and the thoughtfulness that she always showed to everybody. She was a very sweet person. And it certainly wouldn't do me any harm to learn from her example. So, rest in peace, Brenda. Memory eternal.